أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون. وإن كانوا من قبل أن ينزل عليهم من قبله لمبلسين. فانظر إلى آثار رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير. ولئن أرسلنا ريحا فرأوه مصفرا لظلوا من بعده يكفرون. فإنك لا تسمع الموتى ولا تسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ولوا مدبرين. وما أنت بهادي العمي عن ضلالتهم إن تسمع إلا من يؤمن بآياتنا فهم مسلمون. الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعض ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير. ويوم تقوم الساعة يقسم المجرمون ما لبثوا غير ساعة كذلك كانوا يؤفكون. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم والإيمان لقد لبثتم في كتاب الله إلى يوم البعث. فهذا يوم البعث ولكنكم كنتم لا تعلمون. فيومئذ لا ينفع الذين ظلموا معذرتهم ولا هم يستعتبون. ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل ولئن جئتهم بآية ليقولن الذين كفروا إن أنتم إلا مبطلون. كذلك يطبع الله على قلوب الذين لا يعلمون. فاصبر إن وعد الله حق ولا يستخفنك الذين لا يوقنون. Today inshallah we're going to finish Surah Ar-Rum and we're going to start first of all the lesson from ayah number 48. And there are various things that will be discussed today. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the water cycle, the making up of the clouds, and then the clouds turning into rain, and that rain coming down, and people benefiting from that rain. So this is the thing discussed in the first ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one who sends the winds. فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا And those winds make the clouds, the word ithara means to provoke something and to push something and make something happen. So the winds, they make the clouds go, فَيَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ and they spread them in the skies. كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ however he wants, وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا and he makes them into pieces. Meaning the clouds turn into pieces. فَتَرَى الْوَدْخَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ So you see the rain coming out from inside it, inside the clouds. So this is basically the very simplified version of how water vapor forms. Either the clouds come from the oceans, which have basically sucked up the water vapor from the atmosphere, and then they move, or from the mountains, then they move towards the rest of the land, and then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the water to fall, then the rain will fall. So this is only the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned the word rih many times in the Quran, winds. And according to Ubaydullah ibn Amr, he says, الرِّيَاحُ الثَّمَانِيَةُ There are 8 kinds of winds. And they are mentioned in the Quran. They are Four of them are rahmah, four of them are a source of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a source of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And four of them are a source of punishment. The winds which are a source of rahmah, they are described as an-nashirat, mubashirat, mursalat, and al-dhariyat. So these four, nashirat, mubashirat, or mubashirat, mursalat, and al-dhariyat. And as for the ones that are a source of punishment, they are known as al-aqim and as-sarsar. And these are the two which bring about punishment on dry land. And the ones which are the source of punishment in the ocean, they are known as al-asif and al-qasif. So, eight types of winds, and four of them are rahmah, and four of them a source of punishment that have been mentioned in the riwayat. So in any case, we've heard before in the previous lessons that whenever the wind picks up, we generally take it to mean that the clouds are being pushed towards this way and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring about rain. And that is the hope that everybody has. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the winds, He brings punishment. And again, we should, you know, reflect upon the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, whenever we see anything. That same wind that can bring clouds and that can bring rain, that same wind can be the source of our destruction, the source of our misery. As the people of Aad, they used to claim, Man ashaddu minna quwwa, who is more powerful than us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wind, Saba'a layalin wa thamaniyata ayyam, for 7 nights and 8 days, continuous wind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the same people of Aad that used to claim that there is no one more powerful than us. Those same people that used to uproot trees with their own hands, they were lying like كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ, like they were palm trees which had fallen down. Date palm trees which had fallen down, and they were just basically lying there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it doesn't take long for that rahmah, of that wind of rahmah, to turn into a wind of punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's powers are limitless when it comes to these kinds of things. And He, you know, He can bring these punishments, and those things have happened before our eyes. The hurricanes that we've seen in the last few years, and then of course the tsunami, and things of that nature. These are all things that should reflect to us the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a small dose of that, and He's saying that the wind that brings about the clouds, that is the thing that makes the rainfall, and then people benefit from that rain. فَإِذَا أَصَابَ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that rainfall, and people get that rainfall, then إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, then they become very, very overjoyed. They become happy. And particularly in dry lands, the rain is always regarded as something welcome, and people enjoy it when it rains, particularly because it will make the crops grow, and in the hot areas, it will cool down the temperature. So it is always very welcome when the rain falls. Allah says, وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلِ أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِم مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمُبْلِسِينَ. Even though before the rain was made to fall upon them, they were from the Mublisin. They were doubting that it's going to rain. They were complaining and didn't have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were complaining that when's it going to rain? When's it going to rain? We're not getting any rain. And they were doubtful that it's ever going to happen. And then suddenly out of the blue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about His rahmah and the rain actually falls. So Allah goes on to say, فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Look at the athar, the effects of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that the rain when it falls, it is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the athar of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that dry land suddenly becomes lush. And it becomes beautiful and green. And those parched lands and parched earth, which was longing for water to come down and quench its thirst, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that water down, and the athar, the effects of that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that lush, that green, and that dry land suddenly becomes green and lush and beautiful to look at. So, فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Look at the effects of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How He makes the earth alive after its death. The earth becomes dead and dry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it come alive. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And you had complaints that how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to make the dead people come alive? That same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends down the rain and He makes the dead earth come alive, that is the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make you and me and all of the rest of humanity come alive on the Day of Judgment. That coming to life is before our eyes every single year that happens. So how is it that same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He cannot make us come alive again? Of course He can. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Indeed, that is the one. He is the one who is going to make the dead come alive. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He has the power over everything. وَلَئِنْ أَرْسَلْنَا رِيحًا فَرَأَوْهُ مُصْفَرًا لَظَلُّوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ يَكْفُرُونَ. And if we had sent a wind and they saw it yellow, مُصْفَر, it means a yellowish type wind, لَظَلُّوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ يَكْفُرُونَ, then they would have been after that ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in hot countries, what happens, there are sandstorms. And when there is a sandstorm, obviously the sand gets kicked up and it gets blown about everywhere. So that means the wind basically looks like it's yellow. It's not actually the wind that's yellow, it's the sand that's being kicked about everywhere. And the dust and everything that is being thrown into people's faces and into their houses and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that same Allah who has the power to bring you the rahmah and the soft winds that bring about the rain, He has the power to also bring you sandstorms and tornadoes and hurricanes. But if that happened, then instead of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the lush green land, you would have been ungrateful and more disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it seems like He deprived you of His mercy. So that is again a sign of a person's weakness of iman, that he, as long as everything is going well, then he is grateful to Allah, and as long as something is going against him, he becomes ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a mu'min is always grateful and patient. Grateful when things are going well, and patient when things are not going well. Things seem to be going against him, he's going through difficulties, he's patient and hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the ways and open up the problems that he's having and end those problems very soon. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ أَيْذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ. So indeed, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot make the dead listen. And you cannot make the deaf, you cannot make the deaf listen to the call, إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ, when they turn their backs away. So this is basically, metaphorically speaking, the people who are blind from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are blind to the guidance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot make these dead people listen. And also, they are deaf. Even though they may not be physically deaf, but they are deaf to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. They are deaf, dumb and blind. Physically, no. But because they are not getting the guidance, they are deaf, dumb and blind to the guidance. That's why they are deaf, dumb and blind. But here Allah is saying the same thing. You cannot make the dead person hear, and you cannot make the deaf person hear when they are turning their backs and running away from you. Because of this ayah, you know, the scholars say that when a person is deceased, when he dies, then you cannot make him hear anything. But there are many riwayat in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that when you go to a grave and you say assalamu alaikum, then the people hear you. Those riwayat, it's mentioned. Aisha radiallahu anha says, ma min rajulin يزور قبر أخيه ويجلس عنده إلا استأنس به ورد عليه حتى يقوم. In one riwayah, Aisha radiallahu anha says that whenever a person goes to visit a grave, the person of the grave, he feels an affinity and a warmth, and he feels comfort when somebody is sitting at the grave until the person goes. And he even responds until the person goes away and leaves. Okay, so that's one riwayah. And according to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, إِذَا مَرَّ الرَّجُلُ بِقَبَرٍ يَعْرِفُهُ فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ رَدَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that whenever somebody passes by a grave and he knows the person in that grave and he says assalamu alaykum to him, the person in the grave responds to the salam. And also, it's, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to teach the people to say to the graves when they were passing by them, assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. O people, O dwellers of the grave, assalamu alaykum. And another riwayah, salamun alaykum ahlu diyar min al-mu'mineen. Salamu alaykum, O people of the diyar, the people of the abodes from the mu'mineen. Wa inna insha'Allah bikum lahiqoon. It's very close that we are also going to be meeting up with you soon. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in these riwayat, he's telling us to say assalamu alaykum. So what's the point of saying assalamu alaykum when they cannot hear you? Okay. So the answer to this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He enables the dead to hear sometimes. Okay. So the general thing is, the general rule is that the dead do not hear anything. Okay. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He enables the dead to hear. He gives them the ability to hear, or the angel comes and gives the news to the dweller of the grave that such and such is giving salam to you, and then the person responds. So this is how you would basically deal with this seeming contradiction. Okay, but in any case, here it's not a physical death that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, but it's a spiritual death that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, that when the person becomes spiritually dead, then as you can give him as many lectures as you want, and you can give him as many khutbas as you want, but he's not going to listen to anything, he's not going to understand anything. And similar is the case with a person who is spiritually deaf. You can talk to him all you like, and give him as many lectures as you like, but he's not going to listen to you, he's not going to understand you, and he's going to turn his back away from you. And the next ayah, it basically emphasizes the same thing. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمِّ أَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ. And you're not going to be able to guide the blind person from his dalala, from his misguidance. So again, physically seeing, but spiritually blind. You're not going to be able to guide this blind person from their misguidance, because he cannot see guidance, even though it's right in front of his eyes. إِنْ تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So then who are you going to make listen? Who is going to listen to you? This is the answer right here. إِنْ تُسْمِعُ. Indeed, you're going to make that person listen who has iman in our ayat, who has iman in our signs, who has iman in our guidance. فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And those people then submit themselves to that. Those are the people who they benefit from the guidance. They're not deaf, dumb and blind like the other people who can hear and read and everything they want, but still they do not get guidance. And this example is in front of us all the time. There are so many people in so many universities who give lectures about Islam. They've researched Islam for years. They've researched the Quran. They've researched the Hadith. But yet, they don't get guidance. They remain in their misguidance. So this is what this ayah is referring to. Those are the people that this ayah is talking about. Yes, they have the knowledge, and they've researched, and they've spent years, and they've written theses, and they have doctorates and PhDs in Islam, but yet their religion is something else still. Why didn't they get guidance? Because they were spiritually deaf, dumb and blind. They weren't looking for guidance, they were just looking for just that knowledge of a worldly nature and that did not guide them in the least. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the life of a mu'min, life of a human being. It's a very simple equation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. He says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'f. Allah is the one who created you from weakness. You started off weak. When the baby is born, the baby is helpless, always in the need of his parents, his mother and father, somebody to pick him up, somebody to comfort him, somebody to change the diaper, somebody to feed him, and so on and so forth. So this was the weakness that we are all born with. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْضِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. Then after the ضَعْف, after the weakness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you strength. That person who was now a helpless baby, 2 years later, he starts walking. And then 3 years later, he becomes a toddler and he starts to talk and he goes to school. By the age of 15, 20, becomes a youth with muscles and becoming handsome more and more every day, with broad shoulders and a deep voice and a big chest. So this person who was now once weak, now has become strong. But then, after this strength, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعَفًا وَشَيْبًا. After this strength, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about weakness and old age. This is one sentence in which the whole life of a human being has been summed up. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates what He wills, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. And He is the most knowledgeable and the all-powerful. The word da'af in this ayah, in the riwayat of Hafs, it is also du'af. So you can read that du'af, and also you can read it da'af. Okay, so maybe your printouts, they have a dhamma on the dot, they have a pesh on the dot. Yes, okay, so you can read it da'af and you can read it du'af also. Okay, if you open up the Qurans from the Middle East, it will have fatha on it. Okay, so don't get confused with that. In the riwayat of Hafs, you can read it both ways. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. On the day of judgment, the mujrimeen, the criminals, they're going to swear. They're going to take oaths. مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ. That they only were in the earth for a very short time, for a few minutes or an hour. And again, if we look at our life, at our previous life, if somebody says, you know, tell me your life story, how long does it take? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? The max, it will take 1 hour to tell a person's life story. And this is actually the thing that we need to think about, that this is the shortness of our life. And this is what the people will say on the Day of Judgment, that how short our life was. مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ. And this is because we and those mujrimeen, the criminals, they will not have used this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to its full potential in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَٰلِكَ كَانُوا يُفَكُونَ. This was how they were fooled. Meaning, each one of us are still being fooled. We think, okay, I'm 35 now, I'll live till about 70, 75, okay, 80. You know, so I have a long way to go yet. And yet, in reality, if we reflect upon our previous life and how fast it has passed us by, then we should equate that with our future life also, and that will also pass us by like that also. So we should not fall into this trap of thinking, I have a long way to go yet. Okay? We have only a short time, and we have to benefit from it as much as we can. So here, كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يُفَكُونَ. This was how they were fooled. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَالْإِيمَانِ لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The people who were given knowledge and iman, they will say, لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. You stayed in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the day of judgment. Meaning it was written for you that you're going to have X amount of years of your life and then you're going to die. And then after that, you're going to be raised up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was written for everybody. And this is written for everybody. Nobody can deny it. Nobody can turn away from it. And we are going to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And they will be told, فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ. This is that day of resurrection that you were promised and your prophets told you about and the Imam used to talk about and people used to advise you about. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But you did not used to know, you were not aware of this, you did not pay any attention to this. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. So on that day, the people who did dhulm, the people that did wrong, their excuses will not benefit them. وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. And they will not be allowed to return. They will not be allowed to return to the worldly life. They will request, oh Allah, send us back so that we can do something for our hereafter. Now we've seen, now we know. Send us back so that we can do something, so that we can sadaqah, so that we can obey you, so that we give in charity and do hajj and so on and so forth. But now it will be too late. وَلَهُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. They will not be allowed to return into the worldly life. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Indeed, we have explained for the people in this Qur'an all kinds of examples. Okay, if we look and we take the examples and heed the examples that have been given to us in the Qur'an, then we would not be misguided at all. We would have guidance. But we don't want to take those examples. Okay, it comes into one ear and goes out the other ear, and that's why we are not leading our life as we're supposed to be leading it. Okay, so this guidance has been given to us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us example after example after example to make us understand His greatness, the shortness of our life, the reality of the hereafter, the reality of Jannah, the reality of Jahannam. But who is going to take those examples is only going to be those people who, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the previous ayah, that the people who have iman and the people who submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people are going to take those examples. وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُبْطِلُونَ. If you were to bring any sign to them, addressing the Prophet ﷺ again, if you were to bring any sign to them, then the people who did kufr, they will most certainly say that indeed you are talking falsehood. You are just lying, just making stuff up. Okay, mubtilun, it has various meanings. One meaning is to spread falsehood, and the other meaning is to talk ridiculously, okay, to joke and to ridicule people. So both meanings fit here. In antum illa mubtilun, you're just joking with us. What kind of joke is this? What kind of ridiculous stuff is it you're talking about? Or you're only spreading falsehood. We've never heard about this from our forefathers. Who are you to bring this and tell us something we've never heard before? You're just spreading falsehood. كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed the hearts of those people that know not. Okay, so again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the hearts of those people who don't want guidance. If they don't want guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give them guidance. So it's not that Allah has sealed their hearts and guidance will not get in. No, they don't want guidance, so therefore their hearts are sealed and they will not be guided because they don't want guidance in the first place. If they show an interest towards guidance, if they want guidance, if they want success in the hereafter, then they will strive for it, they will seek it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up His ways for them. But if they don't, then their hearts will be sealed and they will not achieve that guidance, they will not attain that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Qur'an and the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, فَصْبِرْ. Be patient. So, be patient. Why? Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is being persecuted, he's being tormented, and he's being ridiculed, and he's being accused. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, فَصْبِرْ. Just wait. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Indeed, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Meaning, you'll have a short life, and these people will have a short life. Ultimately, everybody is going to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will see who was right and who was wrong. Fasbir, inna wa'adullahi haqq. Be patient. Indeed, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. And those people that have no yaqeen, they should not take you lightly. They should not take you lightly, and they should not think of this issue that you are presenting to them, that you are dealing with them, they should not take you lightly. Or on the Day of Judgment, they will not take you lightly when they are presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both meanings are applicable here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. And inshallah, I intend to start Suratul Ahzab from next week. So please try to participate in that. Jazakumullah khairan.